for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Lord, we give you the glory, we magnify you. We say thank you, Jesus. We worship your holy name, we adore you, we give you glory. We praise your holy name because you are good, you are kind, and your mercy endureth forevermore. We thank you because you are our Father. We appreciate you, Jesus. Thank you for another day, the 20th day in the month of February 2026. Your grace has kept us. Your mercy has kept us. Thank you for your unconditional love over our lives. Lord, we bless and appreciate you. Thank you for giving us victory. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for choosing. Thank you because you are a wonderful friend. Thank you because you continually be wonderful to us. Thank you because you open our eyes to know how wonderful, how great you are, to understand the depths of the love you have for us. We are so grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Omnipotent Father, we bless your holy name. We give you the glory. We are so grateful. We lift you above all other names and we reverence you. We lay it to heart to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the journey so far. Thank you for the past. Thank you for the present. Thank you for our future. Lord, thank you because we are going to experience that hope that you have for us in the future, that expected end that you had for us. Lord, we exalt you. Thank you because we continue to enjoy your presence in every area. Thank you, Abba Father. We say thank you, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. Let your name be glorified. We will use all the days of our life to continue to praise you. Your praise will not cease in our mouth. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is the 20th day in the month of February 2026. I want us to make these words of declarations today in faith as we go out. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the enemies come to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fret. The Lord is the mighty man in battle. The Lord gives me victory. I enjoy the victory that the Lord has won ahead of me. I celebrate my victory from the place of victory. Because the Lord has won the battle for me. Because the Lord goes ahead for me to level every crooked ways in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord strengthened my life. The word of the Lord lightened my path. The Bible says the word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thank you because your word will lighten my path. Your word lightens every darkness. Your word lightens every evil path, exposes every plans of the evil ones, and give me victory on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you because you will continually be my shield, because your banner over me is love, and I will continue to enjoy God's victory on a daily basis because he is my God, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. I want us to use this medium to pray for Nigeria, that Lord, you lighten Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. Expose every darkness. You will arise in your strength and you will fight for Nigeria. You will rescue Nigeria. You will let your peace reign in the name of Jesus Christ. You will fight for us on a daily basis and you will give us victory in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Good morning, brethren. From the beginning of February 2026, we've been discussing the word arise and shine, and our anchor scripture has been taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1 and 2, which says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. We'll be looking at the book of Numbers today, Numbers chapter 10. Verse 35, because we are still in the light of arising and shine, and every darkness that plans to stay on our way, the Lord silence it, and the light of God that darkness cannot comprehend will overshadow every form of darkness on our way in Jesus' name. Amen. Numbers chapter 10 verse 35, it says, wherever the ark sets out, that Moses said, arise, O Lord, let your enemy be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before your face. Amen. I want us to read Psalm 68 from verse 1. We stop in verse 8. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate him flee before him. As the smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the cloud. By his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, a defender of the widows. He is God in his holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity. But the rebellion dwell in dry land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook, the heaven also dropped at rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God of Israel. You, O God, sent a plentiful rain, whereby you confirmed your inheritance when it was weary. Amen. We are still in the light of arise and shine. And we started with the verse that said, O Lord, arise and let your enemies be scattered. He said, let those that hate him flee before him. Because we are in the world filled with a lot of challenges. And the Bible says we are going to face challenges, but we should be of good cheer because he has overcome the world. That is the assurance that we have in the word of God. He said, let those who hate him, that means anybody that hates us is showing hatred to the creator, to this person that created us. And the Bible says, let those who hate him flee before him. That means everyone that makes an attempt to hate us, anyone that makes an attempt to do us evil. The Bible says, the Lord will arise before us and the enemies will flee before us. Any enemy that rises against us is not fighting us. He's fighting the creator. He's fighting our creator. His Bible says, let them flee. So this is the assurance that the word of God is giving to us. Let them arise. They will scatter before us in 10 places. He said, they will be driven away as smoke. He said, they will flee before us. The Bible also said, they will melt before us. They will melt as wax before fire. He said, the enemies perish at the presence of God. So this is the assurance that the word of God is giving us today. Definitely they will gather. They will make attempts. They will throw a lot of things at us. But the Bible is telling us to keep our rest in God. For us to arise and shine, the Bible says, let God arise. For us also to enjoy our rising and shining, God needs to arise on our behalf. That is why we are calling him, saying, oh Lord, arise and let the enemy be scattered. Let the enemies of God's progress in our life be scattered. Let enemies that says we will not move forward, let them be scattered. The Bible says we should rejoice because he has stood in the gap for us. We should rejoice because he is there to fight our battles. He is there to conquer and silence the enemy on our behalf. He said we should rejoice. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord give praises. Let the redeemed of the Lord shout a glorious sound. Hallelujah, because our victory comes. Because we enjoy our victory, we win from the place of victory. Because the Lord is fighting our battles for us. He said, let those who hate us flee before us. That is the command of the word of God for us. And the word of God will not go void without fulfilling that which God has said for us. This is the assurance, and this is what I'm using to encourage us today. Let them gather. Inasmuch as their gathering is not of the Lord, it will not stand. We can only arise and shine when God rises for us. When God arises for us, he silences the enemy. And we can only arise in giving praises to God and appreciating him for the victory he has given to us, for winning the battle ahead of us. Before we got there, he has won the battle for us. He said, when we pass through the fire, it will not burn us. The water will not swallow us. We will not drown in the water, because he is the first man in the fire. He has gone ahead of us to cool everything that the devil has planned to hurt us. So he has gone ahead of us. He said, I will go before you and I will level every mountain. He has gone. That is the assurance he has. He has gone ahead of us. So what he's telling us to do is to rejoice. Rejoice and be glad in the Lord. We enjoy our arising and rising in giving praises to God, because we know the Lord has won the battle for us, because he is the Father that fights for us. He defends the defenseless. He defends the widows. He defends the fatherless, because he is our Father in heaven. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We are giving him praise. We are appreciating him because he has won the battle for us. He is going to silence the enemy for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8 is telling us, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, because he's our Father that gives us victory, that fights on our behalf, that silences the enemy on our behalf. He says, 2 Corinthians 9 says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you. He's able to make all grace abound towards me, that you and I, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good works.
this is the word of God for us. He said that we will abound in the grace of God. We will enjoy in the grace of God. We will arise and shine in the grace of God by celebrating. As we celebrate God's faithfulness, as we celebrate Him ahead of the victory He's going to give to us, He said He is able to allow His grace to abound towards us, that we will have sufficiency in all things. Our sufficiency is hidden in Christ Jesus. That is why the Bible says, "Oh Lord, arise and let every enemy that is against the sufficiency that God has prepared for us, let them scatter. Anyone that hates us, that plan even against us, the Lord will arise and fight for us. He will make them melt in the name of Jesus Christ." That is a victory, because we are winning from the side of victory. He has won the battle for us. He has given us victory. He said that we will have abundance in every good work, in as much as it is every good work that is alignment with the will of God for our life. He said we will abound. That is why He is arising for us, so that we can arise in His strength, so that we can shine in His grace. I'm using this word to encourage you as you go out today. This is the word of the Lord for you. The Lord is arising for you and is silencing your enemy for you. Just hold your peace, rest in God, and continue to give Him the praises, because He has won the battle ahead of you, because we are winning from the place of victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the strength of the word of God and begin to give Him praises, because the Lord is rising for you, the Lord is rising for me, and is giving us the victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brethren, we can only be a partaker of the victory that God has won ahead of us if we are partakers of His glory, if we have given our life to Christ. "By strength shall no man prevail." All this that we have said, it is not in strength. We are celebrating our victory in the strength of Jesus Christ, because we are partakers of His kingdom by giving our life to Christ. So we are encouraging and imploring you that you can also be a part of us by giving your life to Christ, by surrendering your all to Him, by coming to lay everything at His feet, so that He can win every battle for you in the name of Jesus. It is not that challenges will not come, but we bask and glory in the strength of the Lord. The strength of the Lord keeps us moving, so that you can also enjoy God fighting for you, so you can enjoy the arising and shining that God has prepared for us. As you make this move, the Spirit of the Lord will open your heart of understanding, that you'll be able to comprehend everything that God has for you. He will teach you and instruct you. You will not make a mistake in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. It is well with Nigeria. It is well with every one of us. As we go out today, victory is our portion. We enjoy the peace of the Lord. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Good morning and have a wonderful day. God bless you.